Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, thank you very much for that. We consider that a sign of high intelligence. Kim Kessel is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a co-founder of Brand U Workshop. She's the co-author of the Brand U Bible. She is, as you can tell, she's a branding expert. She's our branding expert in the Brain Trust, and she's our good friend. Kim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a joy to be here, as usual.
It's always a pleasure to have you here for a couple of reasons. Number one, because you're such a cool lady. I mean, that's first on the list.
Thank you.
And number two is you talk about one of my favorite things on the planet to talk about, other than golf, and that is branding. And I tell small business owners, as you know, Kim, that I'm sure you've taught me a lot of this, Kim, over the years. If you have a brand, small businesses, the question is, who's defining that brand? Are you doing it? Or is your competitor doing it? Are your customers who love you doing it? Or are your customers who don't love you doing it? Somebody's defining your brand out there. And if you don't even know you've got one, you're in bigger trouble than you think. And so, Kim, you're here to talk to us about branding authenticity. What does that mean?
Absolutely. You know, I've been saying this for the last couple of years that, you know, our society is getting tired of what I call chasing the flash, the big flashy advertising or the big tactical approach to
the manipulation. That's what I call it.
Pardon me?
The manipulation.
I call it that bright, shiny thing. We see it. We go, ooh, ah. And then we realize there's nothing behind it.
There's no there there.
For flash sake. And then we go, oh, sure, with something else. And we become fickle. And as a consumer, the advertisers and the marketers are saying we're becoming a fickle consumer, when in actuality they're creating it, because there's nothing real or solid behind the flash, behind the tactics. And and I've been saying for the last couple of years that there's this global return to the soul, that soul of business in terms of why somebody should buy something from you. And I've been noticing in the last several months they're calling it authenticity, like Starbucks is returning to its authenticity, and Nike and BMW are
Kim,
trying to
let
get
me it. Let me stop you for a second and give you an example of the opposite of authenticity.
Well,
there was a company that I know who sent me a press release, mm-hmm, about their new brand promise. And the thing that they were the most proud of, they didn't do a focus group on whether they were taking care of their customers or not. They only did a focus group about what people thought about their brand promise. And their brand promise was just a slogan. It didn't do anything, but it was just a slogan. It didn't even connect directly to what they do. But they determined that 86% of the people who read this brand promise liked the brand promise. And that's what they were the most proud of. Not anything about how well they were serving customers or anything like that. All they wanted to make sure was that they could manipulate customers with that brand promise. And to me, that's the opposite of authenticity.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the things. You know, if corporate America wonders why, you know, if any of them are ever wondering why they're having trouble, it's because of that kind of thing.
Well, and I think it's that kind of slick, put something on the surface, which takes them away from authenticity. A lot of times people will think branding is just a slicking up of something, or putting a new face, or, as you said, a slogan on something. And that's really not what it is to be a brand, or to define a brand, or to be authentic in that brand. It's getting into the core of why your business exists and why somebody should buy from you. And when it comes to a brand promise, you shouldn't have to speak it. People should feel the brand promise.
Mm-hmm.
They should the brand promise is completely different from, let's say, a slogan or a logo, you know, a tagline.
Absolutely. Well, and the thing is, Kim, small business owners don't have enough resources to create, to manipulate anybody with anything but excellent delivery.
Well, and you're absolutely true. It's a painful catch-22 where they're the ones that really need the power of that brand or that communication to get to those resources to, you know, to buy branding in most cases. Fortunately, that's why we do what we do. We actually give entrepreneurs the branding process instead of make them rely on us as consultants.
We can't buy a brand. We can only build a brand, and it has to be authentic. And when we come back, Kim's going to help us understand how we can build our brands, and that's right after these messages. To Winnie Till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Kim Kessel. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. A little bit of shocking glue for you there. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is the original one where the articles and archives are. Also, where you can subscribe to my free newsletter and check out my blog. Askjim.biz is the knowledge base. That's where you can get small business answers now. And so that's a brand new website, and I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. Both websites, no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in, and you can avail yourselves of all of our resources. So check that out. Also, don't forget to check out all the things that Kim Kessel has deposited with us over the years, including a number of interviews that we've had with her on branding. And that's what we're talking about right now, only we're talking about branding authenticity. And so the opposite of branding authenticity, Kim, is branding manipulation, right?
Absolutely. There's two, I think, branding manipulation as well as not knowing who your brand is. It's also the opposite of authenticity. And as you said, you have a brand in your wake whether you realize it or not. It's kind of like you make a choice by not making a choice.
I like the way you said a brand in your wake. In other words, as you move through the economy, as you move through your marketplace, you leave behind you some kind of a marker, don't you?
You do. You leave in the people that have experienced your business. That is part of your brand. What you leave behind, that what we call your walk-away impression, is a vital part of your brand. And you actually get to define it before you have that interaction with customers. But you have to define it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like for example, somebody might say, let's go to lunch. Okay, where you want to go? Well, let's go to this place. The food's okay, but the service is great. And another day, somebody might say, well, we've got a little bit of time. Why don't we go somewhere where the food's excellent, but it might take us a little bit of while? That's part of the brands of those two restaurants, isn't it?
Absolutely. Or it's just like Starbucks, where you're standing around saying, hey, anybody want a cup of coffee? And somebody says, I wonder if there's a Starbucks. And in that moment, you are all instantly transported to Starbucks before you've walked in the door.
That's the ding in branding, isn't it?
You want them to feel your business before they've even purchased it. Mm-hmm. You know, that you want them to have that attachment to it.
There's a mental image in their mind. And the thing that I think a lot of people might get confused about branding, Kim, is the image in their mind. If they need a new lawnmower or tires or a suit or some manufactured product, whatever it might be, the image in their mind that is your brand to them might be the face of one of your employees.
Absolutely.
Because that was the last person who helped them with this before.
Absolutely. The voice on the phone. Absolutely.
So you're never very far away from a branding opportunity, are you, when you're in the marketplace with your
business? No, there are hundreds and hundreds of what we call touch points that you have with your customer, and every single one of them is a piece of your brand, and they all need to fit together, and they all need to be consistent, and it doesn't matter how big your business is to do that. most people think that they have to wait until they become big to look at things like that. And actually, you become big by addressing those things in the first place.
Isn't this the most powerful, isn't branding the most powerful thing that a business owner can do and spend virtually no money?
I think so. It's kind of like, you know, most people ask, why am I here on this planet? Why? When you know that, every step that you take after you find the answer is in line and in power. It's the same thing with branding.
Mm-hmm. So help us get started a little bit more. Let's be a little more specific. What's one of the first things that we need to do to make sure our brand, that we not only have brands, but that it's an authentic brand?
Well, I think in Fast Company this month, they did a wonderful job without diving into actually going into the branding process. They've done a wonderful job by breaking down what does it take to be authentic. And one of the things they suggest is a sense of place. Authenticity comes from a place that people connect to. It's kind of like...
You mean like a physical place?
A party.
Like a physical place?
Yeah, physical place,
so,
or a sense of place.
So the environment that people, they might come back to that environment. They might want to come back to that seating, that special seating at a restaurant, or they might like the way the store is laid out or whatever it might be. They feel comfortable in that environment.
Absolutely. Or it can be literal or it can be figurative. Let's say they did a great example of Häagen-Dazs, the ice cream Häagen-Dazs. Well, it's not even a real place, but you get a sensation that it is, that it came from a real Scandinavian place, but it's not.
When I think of Häagen-Dazs, I think of rum raisin.
Yeah, me too. Another thing that people can do in terms of taking a step towards authenticity is a really strong point of view.
What would that look like?
I'll give you an example. For us, when we made our switch from a design and advertising business to being mostly just teaching branding, a strong point of view is we stopped designing for people unless they've gone through branding. We have to turn away business because we know that it does not serve a business owner until they know what their business really is.
So you really weren't able to help them with the design unless they were able to explain to you their vision, basically.
Who they were, absolutely.
Yeah.
So a strong point of view. And most small business owners are afraid to express it because they're afraid they're going to turn away business.
Which sounds like you're edging towards niche, filling a niche, which I think is a great topic and a great way to build a brand in even today in the 21st century when there's so much going on out there. And we're going to continue this exciting discussion with our good friend Kim Castle, the co-founder of Brand You Workshop and the book Brand You, right after these messages. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As you stand by me.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and there's a little Stones for you there. Kim Castle is our guest, and we're talking about branding. Kim, give us your website and tell us about your books, please.
Absolutely. Our website, in fact, I'd like to send everybody to a special report where people can start getting branded immediately at 15mistakes.com. That's 15mistakes, plural.com. And it's a report where you can actually start checking off the mistakes that you may be making and turn them around immediately as it takes towards building your brand.
Well, folks, and thank you for making that available, Kim.
My pleasure. Really appreciate
that. And where can we find your books?
My books, you can get them at Why Brand You. That's WHYBRAND, the letter U, .com. And we have several books, one on the foundational part of building a brand, because very often an entrepreneur forgets. They're so caught up in the day-to-day or taking their business out that they forget that their brand is even brand-worthy. So that addresses your mindset. That's Why Brand You, Big Business Success, No Matter Your Size. And then we also have the actual Brand You Bible, which is the branding process.
That's the workbook, isn't it? That's the last one's the workbook, right?
That's the workbook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out, folks, when you get a chance. Why brandyou.com. Okay, what else do we need to know about branding authenticity?
Another step that people can take is to serve a larger purpose, to realize that their brand stands for something and it's part of something. You'll see that now in global causes, that there's greater profits now when you're attached to a greater cause, let's say the red campaign or the one campaign, or even Lance Armstrong,
or something local.
Or something local, as that you're part of the Kiwanis or the local boys club.
Well, another thing, I know some organizations that some companies that every year they are the lead sponsor and driver of a certain kind of a fundraiser for whatever it might be, a local charity or something like that, maybe women's advocacy or something like that. But they are known as the local energy behind this particular cause, and
absolutely,
and people gravitate toward that. It's not only the right thing to do; it's good business.
It really is, because people can tell right away if you're all just about the money, you're mm-hmm. just about the sale, and that, you know, in this day of overwhelm, we crave a deeper reason to buy from someone.
Yeah.
And
the reason is because we can get anything we want six ways from Sunday in 1,000 places on the internet instantaneously. It's not about the stuff, is it?
No, it's about
the connection, isn't it? It's about what's authentic, and more and more, and you know what? The younger generations, Kim, coming up, that's part of their DNA, isn't it?
Yeah. It should be.
Well, it is. I think it is. I think that they're more programmed to be that way maybe than baby boomers are.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, because they've been, you know, brought up in this overwhelm.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, they've grown up in being, as you say, overwhelmed. And if anybody can break through the clutter, authenticity. You know, I hear a lot of people say, "How can I break through the clutter? How can I be heard in all this noise?" Authenticity, that's the way, isn't it? That's authenticity screams, doesn't it, without making a lot of noise.
Yep, get real. I'd say get why and get real.
Yeah, yeah. 1 minute left, Kim. What are your last thoughts?
That anybody can do this. It's not, don't leave it to just the big brands to do it. And, you know, as the small entrepreneur, you actually can get real and get authentic faster than the big brands do, because you're still connected to the impact you have on your customers. So don't wait. Develop your brand and get to the core of why your business exists now, and everything that you do in its wake will reflect it.
And you can't do it all by yourself. Your people have to be just as committed to this branding authenticity as you do. You have to explain it to them, train them, and make them and find a way to get them to believe it. And if they can't, they need to move on, right?
Absolutely. That's why we take people through a process. If you take all the people that work with you through the process, they embody it. They become living, breathing it. And then it spills over to your customers.
Kim, thank you for being here. Good job today. Give us the websites again, please.
15 Mistakes. That's the number one, the number five, mistakes.com.
All right. And then whybrandyou.com is the other one. Kim, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time. Kim Kessel, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and I want to remind you, never let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.